Well, I mean, I think it's true for almost any industry. I've been breaking into as what I feel is like the man's world for quite a long time. I've been running companies since about my mid-30s. And so I understand those expectations. I also have a child. I'm also married. And for the most part, since I am divorced, I'm pretty much, raising a child on my own, and I'm running two companies. So there's a tremendous amount of sacrifice, but I've been fortunate enough to always add, the right amount of help around me. I have somebody help me with getting my son, to school, to private school, et cetera. So I have some resources that I've lined up to advance in my career. But part of it too is I think women have always been told, like, you're supposed to take care of those things, try not to be too aggressive. And I think when more women break that mold, which is something that I like to do, I like to shatter that mold. I like to take over. I like to run things. I want to step in. I take every opportunity I can get. And I'm seeing more women actually stepping out and doing that. And, I started my own agency this year. I've signed 12 different networks, and I work with direct clients, multiple ad agencies, et cetera. And I do have to travel sometimes, and it's a constant juggle. And I enjoy it, but I'm also starting to see with all of the direct clients that I'm working with, I'm seeing younger CMOs step into the picture. I'm seeing more women take that opportunity. And I do not just work with male CMOs. I'm working with more and more female CMOs, as well as, a diversity of ages. So I think part of it is that if there's an opportunity that opens, women should not be sitting there going, should I consider this? Should I not consider this? They should just go for it. And I think it's okay for women to be doing that and having a family as well. So I, as far as I'm concerned, I have constantly been breaking those molds, moving forward. It is a juggle sometimes. I sometimes don't get enough sleep. I sometimes miss something at school. But the reality is I love my career. I love moving forward in it. And I'm hoping that my son can look at me as being a role model, and that I can be a role model for other women to help them achieve what they want to achieve. So I think if it's I think it's a little bit of, getting women out there willing to take risks, thinking differently, not settling on a job they have. If they want something else, ask for it, not just accepting a salary that gets offered to them. It's asking for more. I think it just takes that conditioning and continuing to break through the man's world. And that's what I see, and that's what I've done. I mean, I didn't start out making a ton of money. I mean, I came from a very poor background. I'm self-made. I have taken every opportunity. And when my son needed something else, I took on another client. I started two successful businesses. I'm not afraid to do the work. I'm not really going to weigh what my husband's career is, with my career. I mean, that's where I'm different. I'm very strong. I'm very independent. And if I see an opportunity, I'm not afraid to take risks. I don't really operate in a lot of fear. So in a way, a lot of men have complimented me because I'm playing in the man's world. They tell me, they're like, wow, most women wouldn't even attempt to try this. And that's the nature of the beast. I mean, I take moments off. I'm running two companies. One of them is an ad agency, and it is a hurry up and wait. It is a thinking outside the box. Clients reach out to me at all hours. I'm on Skype at, 5 o'clock in the morning sometimes with people in Europe. So you just have to be willing to do that. I mean, I think that's part of how it works. I think you can try to be more proactive. I feel that a lot of times now that I have my own agency, we're reacting. It's like we could plan, we could do this better, et cetera. But it just depends on the client and how they want to move. I almost laugh. I call it the hurry up and wait cycle. You do all this planning, you have everything going, and then they call you and they're like, I need this by tomorrow at 8 a.m. and it's 10 hours. And you know what? You're going to do it if you want to get that client tomorrow, and you're going to spend the time. So I don't know if that's going to change. The industry, just that's the industry. It's something that, with having my sales agency now, the number one thing that we do is focus on our audience. So whatever the product is and who they're going to cater to that particular audience, we actually work with the advertiser, further on, don't have that email pop up, full disclosure on pricing, and just being really upfront with everything, because that is what resonates with the audiences that we serve. So, you just got to teach people what, how it's done. And I think that more and more people are going to start to, of course, go to mobile and stop, doing a full takeover of the page saying, 20, you know, sign up for a newsletter now. It's like, I don't want to sign up. I want to see where it's at. And I just automatically leave a website whenever I see that. So it's something that I educate my clients on all the time. You want to pay attention to the audience and who's going to actually, you know, come and look at your website and make a purchase. That's number one. And number two, just making sure that we are catering to the audience is something that they actually want to hear about. Well, I think it's a perfect play. I mean, one thing, you know, overall, if you totally look at the social media landscape as a whole, I love what Facebook's doing. They're being smart. They're thinking forward. They're looking forward and they're willing to try things. Unlike, you know, Twitter and Vine, they're kind of dying because they refuse to like advance and actually look at something. But, you know, I mean, the way I look at this, you know, IG has, you know, they added their video. It's a 15-second video. They've now added that and increased it to 60 seconds. And, you know, Facebook bought MSQRD, its self animations, in March of 2016. So frankly, I knew something was going to happen soon and I figured they would take on Snapchat. So I think it's actually a brilliant move for them. I mean, you know, Instagram has 70% adult users and Snapchat really has about 60% of teens through college. And, you know, even though Instagram is also four times larger than Snapchat, it's just adding an extra feature. It's non-invasive. It's at the top. It's the people you follow. You can either peruse it or not peruse it, but I think it will also cater to those teens that want to have their highlights there. They also want that instant gratification of, you know, having their, you know, life sharing moments that they want to do each day. So to me, I think it's a natural progression for Instagram to do it. It's non-invasive. Why not? It could capture some of the Snapchatters, you know, the teens that are on it. And the other thing I do like is that, you know, Instagram uses the camera API where Snapchat doesn't. So if you take a look at Snapchat on an Android phone and anybody's doing videos, they're not as clear or as crisp as what you can get on Instagram. So the reality is that, you know, when I take a look at this, you know, this move that Instagram's making, I say why not? And I'm not surprised that they did it and they should have done it sooner. Well, yeah. I think Facebook though too, they try things and I like how they've evolved Messenger. And I've liked, I mean, they've had some things that have failed like Poke and, you know, a bunch of other little things that they've tried, but I like that they're trying stuff. They're not afraid to, you know, put something out there and actually do it. So I think it's smart. They're going to attract a lot more teens back over to Instagram that have left because they're not getting, you know, the views that they wanted. I think it's definitely going to resonate. I think it's a terrible idea. I'm not really into clickbaiting. So if they're going to have it where you go somewhere else, they better have something amazing on the other end that matches the title. So I'm not surprised. I think Twitter is failing in so many different levels, not to mention their troll issue. I'm really not even on Twitter hardly anymore because of the problems I have, you know, being in the tech world and being a woman. So I think it's a terrible idea. I'm not really sure why they're doing it. Yeah, that's correct. If, you know, if you're a tech podcast network, in science or as well as photography, I now represent I'm close to 15 networks. So if you want some help in like how to deal with advertisers or how to deal with ad sales, you can reach me at lisa@artisanalagency.com. You know, if I'm watching the Olympics and there's that many breaks in the first 39 minutes, I'm going to be really upset that I saw all those ads and I probably would walk away from most of them. You know, they did cross the line, but as far as I'm concerned, if they threw out a few, he's seen more ceilings than Michelangelo and then kind of did a few spins, you know, making fun of the male gender as well, because I know they were getting really aggressive in their ad campaign. I think it would have been fine, but the fact that they only targeted this to men and making women appear slutty is a really bad idea because women make most of the buying choices in households. So, you know, I don't know. I kind of poked fun at it and laughed at it, but I really think they could have balanced it out by going after men a little bit in it too. And it would have just been, people would have gotten it. It would have been more of a joke.